Can prosecutors indict a ham sandwich? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. And in a manner of speaking, the answer is yes. The aphorism means grand juries almost always give prosecutors the indictment, the charges they want, which is not surprising. Grand juries only hear the prosecutor's evidence. Hearsay is perfectly acceptable. The standard of proof? At the level of a parking ticket. Unanimity isn't required. A majority vote will suffice. And double jeopardy doesn't apply. Prosecutors, if at first they don't succeed, can try again. Recently, a grand jury in Washington, D.C. refused to indict a man who allegedly threw, here we go again, a sandwich at a federal agent as a protest against the takeover of D.C.'s police department. That refusal matters. The Fifth Amendment generally requires a grand jury indictment if a defendant is to be tried for a felony. Absent an indictment, the sandwich thrower could only be charged with a misdemeanor, a much lesser category of offense. Note this, a grand jury always has the power to refuse to return an indictment because they feel that doing so would be unjust or unwise. That power is intended to protect people from governmental overreaching, bad judgment, or malice. Here, the grand jury apparently decided that making a federal case out of throwing a sandwich would be wrong, making, it seems, their refusal to indict a testament to the power of the people. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.